keep growing. Dan Big Bank, let's keep growing. This time check is brought to you by Stan Big Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stan Big Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Health Minister attributes region shortages in some public hospitals to bureaucracy. Zambia seeks broader economic collaboration with UAE. In global news, packed to end two-day strike after long delays hit travelers at Kenya's main airport. Good evening. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. Health Minister Elijah Mchuma has attributed the shortage of reagents in some government hospitals to bureaucracy and lengthy procurement procedures. Speaking in Parliament this afternoon, Dr. Mchuma acknowledged that reagents are supposed to be readily available in health facilities, but explained that procurement processes at times place government in awkward positions. Dr. Mchuma says existing contractual agreements make it difficult to stock reagents for long periods, adding that government is now exploring ways of manufacturing reagents locally. He notes that local production would ensure that reagents are readily accessible, and like the current situation where they have to be imported, resulting in delays before they can be put to use. Meanwhile, Dr. Mchuma has dismissed claims that the country's health system has collapsed, stressing that the procurement of medicines and medical equipment has significantly improved under the UPND administration. The health minister was responding to supplementary questions in the National Assembly after Kanyama Member of Parliament Monty Chinkuli asked when government will replace the blood count machine and ultrasound machine at Kanyama Level 1 Hospital.
Reagents are supposed to be available all the time, but the question of procurement, bureaucracy at times, puts us at an awkward situation. And mind you, all the medicines that we order, they're supposed to have 80% and above shelf life. Certain commodities, you can't order them in advance because they expire, and they need to be within that period. So with the contractual arrangements, it's difficult to stock these reagents for a long period. And also when you follow procurement procedures, it's becoming a bit difficult. The only answer is to have these reagents manufactured within the country.
Government says it regards the United Arab Emirates as a key strategic partner with vast potential for cooperation beyond the mining sector. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga says opportunities exist not only in mining, but also in agriculture, livestock, technology and other sectors aimed at boosting economic growth and improving the livelihoods of citizens in both countries. Speaking when he welcomed a visiting UAE delegation in Lusaka ahead of scheduled bilateral talks, Mr. Mlenga noted that discussions will focus on strengthening trade and investment cooperation between Zambia and the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Mlenga expressed optimism that concrete decisions and announcements will be made in the coming weeks to deliver tangible benefits for both nations. He has emphasized the need for the two countries to work together in investment, marketing of produce and expansion of trade for the benefit of their people.
The UAE was that one important friend that was sending to come and bring investment in this asset that we have. And among the people that were willing to come and invest, others with long-standing technical expertise, but they are not willing to maintain and bring more Zambian labor. They are even focusing on retention some. But we are very grateful that one of your entities in the UAE decided to come and invest, maintain the workforce we have, and actually create more than 2,000 more new jobs. So we strongly believe that we are a partner that we can do a lot of things with beyond the mining sector, in agriculture, in livestock, in tourism.
Meanwhile, UAE Minister of Foreign Trade, Dr. Tani Al-Ziyudi, said the two sides held productive discussions centered on investment opportunities. Dr. Al-Ziyudi described the engagement as the beginning of investments that will soon be seen on the ground, further strengthening the growing partnership between Zambia and the United Arab Emirates.
Different business opportunities. I had a good discussion in many sectors. One of them is trade for sure, how can we take things forward, continue the momentum. We discussed logistics, we discussed the aviation. There was a good discussion on investments when it comes to financial services, investments, continuing the investments in mining, investments in agriculture, investments in energy, oil and gas, as well as the renewable energy. And digitalization for sure, and many of the practices that we have done to come to be brought in here in Zambia.
In more stories, Senior Chief Musele of Kalumbila District has urged the government to enforce stricter compliance measures for investors in the mining sector, particularly regarding Statutory Instrument 68 of 2025. Speaking in Kalumbila today, Senior Chief Musele expressed concern that foreign firms are dominating business opportunities in the district's rapidly growing lime industry, while failing to adhere to the 20% subcontracting quota reserved for local and host community companies. He highlighted that the boom in economic activities is not translating into tangible benefits for indigenous, small and medium enterprises, SMEs, which are being sidelined despite the availability of lucrative contracts, including the transportation of lime to other provinces. To promote transparency and accountability, Senior Chief Musele called for public disclosure of which companies are benefiting from the exploitation of natural resources in the region.
And what government has done is, from the entire 100% that you manage for you to run your business, government has only commanded you to offload just the 20%. This time I think we are going to ask the government for First Quantum, Barrick and Tanzania to list out all the local companies that they've given business. We need the nation to know, because if our children or the entrepreneurs are hearing that contracts, even just selling of rhyme from Undola to Karundira has been given to foreign companies, we want to lock the 10% specifically for the host community companies. The remaining 10% we can share across board.
The Alliance Against Corruption has raised concerns over weak and largely reactive enforcement of Zambia's cyber laws. Alliance Executive Director Advocate Dr. Noel Chisewe said despite the existence of the Cybersecurity and Cybercrime Act, authorities are not applying the law decisively enough to curb rising cases of online abuse, scams and digital manipulation. He said the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, SICTA, has a clear mandate to regulate ICT activities, safeguard cybersecurity and protect citizens from cybercrime, but appears to be acting only after complaints are lodged. Dr. Chisebe questioned why individuals allegedly using artificial intelligence to manipulate images and spread misinformation are not being held accountable under the current legal framework. He has since called for proactive enforcement of the Cybersecurity and Cybercrime Act, warning that failure to apply existing laws firmly risks eroding public trust in the country's digital governance system.
It's time for SICTA to live up to its role and protect Zambians without waiting for complaints to be